A major lawsuit by Native Americans is settled after more than a decade in court. Cobell versus Salazar was one of the largest class action lawsuits in history against the U.S. government. It pitted an estimated 300,000 Native Americans against the Department of the Interior for what plaintiffs argued was the government's mishandling of trust funds dating back to the late 1800s. The two sides settled yesterday, with the U.S. saying it will pay out $1.4 billion to the plaintiffs and set up a $2 billion trust fund. To get to this point was a complicated 13-year journey, as Attorney General Eric Holder pointed out in a news conference yesterday.
What began in 1996 has seen seven full trials constituting 192 trial days, has resulted in 22 published judicial decisions, has been up to the Court of Appeals 10 times, and has been the subject of intense and sometimes difficult litigation.
To tell us more about the case and what this means for Indian Country, we're joined by Rob Capriccioso, Washington correspondent for Indian Country Today, and by Dennis Gingold, the lead attorney who handled the lawsuit for the plaintiffs. They're both here with us in our Washington, D.C. studio. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Dennis, if you could help us understand as simply as you can how this case got started.
This case was started based on the concerns of Eloise Cobell and her need to resolve serious problems that she has witnessed in Indian Country her entire life. As the Department of Interior mismanaged and withheld trust funds that were theirs.
What are these trust funds? Where does this money come from, and how was it mismanaged, according to the complaint?
Hundreds of millions of dollars a year have been generated through the lease and sale of the natural resources belonging to individual Indians. But the government has not been able to account for it, and the government destroyed most of the documentation.
How did Eloise Cobell come to believe that there was a problem? Given the scope of this, how did she figure it out, or how did she start to think there's something wrong here?
I think every Indian who lives on a reservation and sees oil wells pumping 24 hours a day on their property and no funds are provided to those same individuals, and where their property is being leased and none of the lease revenue is given to them. That is an obvious indication of the problem.
Rob, what's the significance of this case to Indian Country? It occurs to me that you've been covering this your entire career.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal, and that's understating it a bit. Not very often that the federal government makes a settlement of over $1 billion, let alone this amounts to about $3.4 billion total. And like Mr. Gingold said, so many Native Americans follow this and have been looking at this. You see the things going on your reservation and you wonder, why am I not getting paid for this? Why am I not seeing any benefits? And so, you hear from back home, you hear from other reservations, what's going on? How's this case going? And so yesterday's settlement decision was really a big deal, still sending shockwaves.
Well, as you know, this affects so many people. But have you had a chance to talk to some of the plaintiffs? What's their reaction to the settlement?
Right. Well, Eloise Cobell, of course, has been in Washington here. We talked to her yesterday. She's very happy. She's excited that all the hard work she's put into this, I think you can understate the fact, too, she's just one woman. She had this idea, we want to sue the federal government, and it involves multi-billions of dollars, and I want to bring this for my people. So she was successful. So she's excited about that, obviously. We've written on Indian Country Today some articles and blogs about this already. Some commenters are saying, $1.4 billion, well, that's not as much as we thought it might be. You know, some numbers had said $58 billion. So that's a small sliver of that. So there's that question from some people back on the reservations, did we get enough money? Was this a good enough deal? Could we have gotten something better?
If you think about the length and the scope of the case, even the interest alone, if you're talking about assets dating back to the 19th century, you can see why that question arises. But Dennis, how will this money be distributed? Do individual plaintiffs each receive a settlement, or does it get distributed to the tribes as entities? How does it work?
The funds are solely the funds of individual Indians. Tribes have nothing to do with the funds, and they have nothing to do with the case. We want to make sure the distributions occur as quickly as possible. Now, our distribution plan is in the settlement agreement, and that's one of the items that has to be approved by the court for final settlement. I can't tell you what the court will do. We agreed on this. We believe it's reasonable, and the court has to make an independent judgment in reviewing it. But immediately after the judgment is final, a $1,000 check should go out immediately to each individual Indian Trust beneficiary directly. After that, funds will be distributed based on information provided by the Department of Interior that identifies the amount of money that has gone through an individual's trust account for a 10-year period. And based on that, there will be prorated distributions to the remainder. That means there can be people getting thousands of dollars more or millions of dollars more because we are dealing with vastly different property rights and subsurface rights. Whether you're looking at, for example, oil and gas in Oklahoma, you're looking at vast property interest, Agua Caliente in Palm Springs, and then you look at the Great Plains and lands that haven't really been leased or used for anything, whether you're in the Dakotas. The remaining distributions will be based on record evidence of the value of the individual's trust assets, so the effort is going to be made to ensure that they are treated fairly.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking with Dennis Gingold. He's lead counsel in a class action lawsuit filed by more than 300,000 Native Americans against the U.S. government. That case was settled yesterday after more than a decade in court. We're also speaking with Rob Capriccioso, correspondent for Indian Country Today, who's been covering this case. Rob, settling this case was a campaign promise made by President Obama. It comes on the heels of a recent White House conference on Native American affairs. Is this seen as some kind of a turning point in the federal government's relations with Native Americans in general and the tribes?
Yeah, it's a big turning point. The financial aspect of this, obviously, you know, is a big deal because a lot of times the federal government will make sweeping gestures like, say, designating November as Native American Heritage Month. But there's nothing really to back up that good gesture. This is a financial settlement that Obama has said he's proud to be making. So, yeah, it's a big deal. And we talk about, you mentioned the White House summit from earlier in November. At that time, you know, his big announcement, Obama's big announcement, was that he was sending a memorandum, an executive order, to his agency heads to report back in 90 days what they were going to do to better consult with tribes. Well, you know, that's consultation. We hear about tribal consultation a lot, and that's more talking. And what's the real concreteness of all of this? So here we have something concrete where the president really come out on the line and says, I'm proud of this. This is the right thing to do. Let's do it.
Did you notice a change in the tone of the negotiations once the new administration came in, or was the groundwork for the settlement already laid before that?
No, no groundwork was laid before this administration. The relationship we have had with the government has been extremely hostile. Effectively, we've been in a litigation war. It would not have happened if it was based on the career staff, which has been difficult to deal with in the litigation.
Can I just get a sense from you, to the degree you feel comfortable, what's it like for you to achieve a settlement in this case that you've worked on for so long?
Well, we're not finished.
a very lawyerly answer.
No, we're not. Our case was twofold. It was about the restitution and then accounting and restitution of our client's assets. And it was about rehabilitating a broken trust management system. The settlement is with respect to the accounting and restitution damages relief. It is not resolving the trust reform issues. Assuming we do have a final approval and final judgment, the case will be dismissed. It will not be dismissed with prejudice with regard to trust reform. And so while we look at this with satisfaction, because as Eloise and I talked about from the day we filed this lawsuit, we shouldn't be satisfied until the class is able to receive their money. And once we start seeing that, we'll be pleased.
Dennis Gingold has been the lead counsel on a class action lawsuit filed by more than 300,000 Native Americans that resulted in a $3 billion settlement from the U.S. government. That settlement was reached yesterday. He was here with us in our Washington, D.C. studio, along with Rob Capriccioso, Washington correspondent for Indian Country Today. Gentlemen, I thank you both so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.